Meditation 1. Reflection on the continuity of consciousness. Begin by calming the mind, simply bringing your awareness to your breath at the opening of your nostrils, where you can feel the sensation of the air flowing in and out. Maintain your awareness on the in and out cycle of your breathing. And when distracting thoughts or emotions arise, simply take note of them and let them go, without any conversation whatsoever. And gently bring your awareness back to your breath. Now imagine that you are surrounded by all the people of your life, friends, enemies, and strangers. Bring these people to life in your reflection. They are really here, doing this with you. Now, surrounded by all these people you know, adjust your motivation. Consider your intention for study and meditation on the mind. Carefully make the determination to use your study and this meditative practice to increase your understanding and insight, to take the next step on your spiritual journey for your own sake, for the sake of all the people of your life, and by extension, all universal living beings. Now begin to watch the activity in your mind, the thoughts, emotions, sensations, the judgments, projections, and expectations. Just watch these mental events without involvement of any kind. No criticism, no attraction, no rejection. Simply watch what is going on like a neutral scientific observer who has no investment in the objects of observation, whose only concern is to understand the process. Now, at any point, catch one of these mind moments. And from that point, begin to journey backwards in time, from one mental event to the previous one. Briefly scan your mental experiences, traveling backwards through the last hour, through the morning, back to breakfast, back to your waking. Is there a relationship between one moment and the previous one, or the one before that? Look for the connections. From the moment of waking this morning, go back into sleep, into the dreams that you remember. Back to the night before, to the thoughts that you had before you went to sleep. Looking for connections, for relationships between each one of these mental events, each thought moment, and the next. Go back through yesterday, the day before, last week, last month, last year. Looking for connections, relationships between the mental events that you were following backwards through your life. Don't engage with the story that is unfolding. Simply watch without involvement, without judgment. Observing the process, watching for connections. Go back as far as possible in your life, watching the mental events of your youth, of your childhood, your infancy, if possible, even back as far as your birth. If you can go back to your birth, to the time in the womb, to the time of conception, what happens then? Try to see the possibilities. Does the flow cease? Does it continue? Does it change? Relax and let each mental event arise in its own time and observe the process at work. if it's not possible for you to go back to your birth. Simply watch the process and see what you can deduce from what you can see. When you have gone back as far as possible, gently return to the present moment and again watch the activity of your mind, just observing the arising mental events without involvement of any kind, watching the flow of thoughts, emotions, projections, and expectations. Trying to understand the process, looking for relationships and connections. And now imagine your mind stream flowing out before you. One thought, and then the next, and the next, and the next into the future. Are they related? Is there a connection? One to the next? Let your imagination go. Watch the possibilities for the future. Your mind flowing out into the rest of the day, into tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and so on, until death. And at the point of your death, consider the possibilities. Does the flow cease? Does it continue? Does it change? What happens then? What are the possibilities? think about these things. Now, once again, settle in the present moment and bring to mind the motivation that you established at the beginning of this session. Dedicate the understanding, the energy, and creative potential that you have generated through this meditation to the realization of your goals, to taking the next step on your spiritual journey, for your own sake and for the sake of all the people of your life.